Sairam dear listeners, till now you have heard to the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari, hosted by Brother Sai Prasad. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh, inviting you all to the next segment, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the last few classes, we have had the opportunity to listen to Sri G.R. Praveena about the nuances and the modalities of Vedam chanting, both in the theoretical and the practical way. Going along with our regular module, we will today be starting the Purusha Suktam. Listeners who have been following us from the beginning of the Thursday live program will be wondering why Purusha Suktam, as it was done earlier. But in this process, we will be learning along with the significance of chanting this mantra, the meanings of all the verses. This is for the benefit of all and to have a better understanding of the purpose of these chants. I would take this opportunity to tell the listeners that Swami himself stressed on this mantra, the Purusha Suktam, and often quoting verses like Sahasrasirusha Purushaha Adityavarnam Tamasaparastat in his divine discourses. Without any further delay, we will now begin the significance of Purusha Suktam. The Purusha Sukta of the Vedas is not only a powerful hymn of the insight of the great seer Rishi Narayana on the cosmic divine being as envisaged through the multitudinous variety of creation, but also a shortcut provided to the seeker of reality for entering into the state of supreme consciousness. The Sukta is charged with a fivefold potent enough to rouse God experience in the seeker. Firstly, the seer or the rishi of the Sukta is Narayana, the greatest of sages ever known, who is rightly proclaimed in the Bhagavata as the only person whose mind cannot be disturbed by desire, and as the Mahabharata says, whose power not even all the gods can even imagine. Such is the rishi to whom the Sukta was revealed and who gave expression to it as the hymn on the Supreme Purusha. Secondly, the mantras of the Sukta are composed in a particular meter or chandas, which makes its own contribution by the generating of a special spiritual force during the recitation of the hymn. Thirdly, the intonation or the swara with which the mantras are recited adds to the production of the correct meaning intended to be conveyed through the mantras, and any error in the intonation may produce a different effect altogether. Fourthly, the deity or the devata addressed in the hymn, externalized or projected form as a content in space and time, but is the universal being which transcends space and time and is the indivisible supra-essential essence of experience. Fifthly and finally, the Sukta suggests, apart from the universalized concept of the Purusha, an inwardness of this experience, thus distinguishing it from perception of any object. The Sukta begins with the affirmation that all the heads, all the eyes, and all the feet in creation are of the Purusha. Herein is implied the astonishing truth that we do not see many things, bodies, objects, persons, forms or colors, or hear sounds, but rather only the limbs of one Purusha. And just as when we behold the hand, leg, ear or nose of a person as various parts, we do not think that we are seeing many things, but only a single person in front of us, and we develop no separate attitude whatsoever in regard to the various parts of the person's body, because here our attitude is one of a single whole of consciousness beholding one complete person, irrespective of the limbs or the parts of which the person may be the composite. In the same manner, we are to behold creation not as a conglomeration of discrete persons and things with which we have to develop a different attitude or conduct, but as a single universal person who gloriously shines before us and gazes at us through all the eyes, nods before us through all the heads, smiles to us through all the lips, and speaks through all the tongues. This is the Purusha of the Purusha Sukta. This is the God sung in the hymn by Rishi Narayana. This is not the God of any religion, and this is not one among many gods. This is the only God who can possibly be anywhere at any time. Bhagavan always reminded us the truth through his divine discourses that God is in you, around you, above you, below you, and everywhere. Our thought, when it is extended and trained in the manner required to see the universe before us, receives a stirring shock, because this very thought lays the axe at the root of all desires. For no desire is possible when all creation is but one Purusha. This illusion and this ignorance in which the human mind is moving when it desires anything in the world, whether it is a physical object or a mental condition or a social situation, is immediately dispelled by the simple but most revolutionary idea which the Sukta deals to the mind with one stroke. We behold the one being, Ekam Sat, before us, not a manifoldness or a variety to be desired or avoided. But a greater shock is yet to be, for the Sukta implies to any intelligent thinker that he himself is one of the heads or limbs of the Purusha. This condition, where even to think would be to think as the Purusha thinks, for no other way of thinking is ever possible, and it would be to think through all persons and things in creation simultaneously, would indeed not be human, thinking or living. Just as we do not think merely with one cell of our brain, but think with the entire brain, any single thinker, forming but a part of the Purusha's universe, thinking center, a center which is everywhere with its circumference nowhere, cannot afford to think as is usually attempted by what are called jivas or individual fictitious centers of thinking. There is no other way. Nanyah panta vijyate yanaya. This is supramental thinking. This is divine meditation. This is the yajna which, as the Sukta says, the devas performed in the beginning of time. The Purusha Sukta is not merely this much. It is something more to the seeker. The above description, the description mentioned before, should not lead us to the erroneous notion that God can be seen with the eyes as we see a cow, for instance. Though it is true that all things are the Purusha, it is to be remembered that the Purusha is not the seen, but the seer. The point is simple to understand. When everything is a Purusha, where can there be an object to be seen? The apparently seen objects are also the heads of the seeing Purusha. There is thus only the seer seeing himself without a seen. Again, the seer's seeing of himself is not to be taken in the sense of a perception in space and time, for that would again be creating an object where it is not. It is the seer seeing himself not through eyes, but in consciousness. It is the absorption of all objectification of a universal beingness. In this meditation on the Purusha, which is the most normal thing that can ever be conceived, man realizes God in the twinkling of a second. Now, we shall go to the mantra. We shall begin with the Ganapati Prarthana, and we shall introduce the first para, after which we will be understanding the meanings of the first few lines.
Gananantva Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavingavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashunvan Notivissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitrayavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
I'll chant once, you repeat twice after me.
Om Tat Chayoravranimahe
Om Tat Chayoravranimahe Om Tat Chayoravranimahe
Gatun Yajnaya
Gatun Yajnaya Gatun Yajnaya
Gatun Yajnapataye
Gatun Yajnapataye Gatun Yajnapataye
Tat Chayoravranimahe
Tat Chayoravranimahe Tat Chayoravranimahe
Gatun Yajnaya
Gatun Yajnaya Gatun Yajnaya
Gatun Yajnapataye
Gatun Yajnapataye Gatun Yajnapataye
Daivee
Daivee Daivee
Swastirastunaha
Swastirastunaha Swastirastunaha
Daivee Swastirastunaha
Daivee Swastirastunaha Daivee Swastirastunaha
Swastirmanushebhyaha
Swastirmanushebhyaha Swastirmanushebhyaha
Urdhvam
Urdhvam Urdhvam
Jigatu Bheshajam
Jigatu Bheshajam Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Shanno
Shanno Shanno
Astu Dvipade
Astu Dvipade Astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanchatushpade
Shanchatushpade Shanchatushpade
Daivee Swastirastunaha
Daivee Swastirastunaha Daivee Swastirastunaha
Swastirmanushebhyaha
Swastirmanushebhyaha Swastirmanushebhyaha
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanchatushpade
Shanchatushpade Shanchatushpade
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Now I will chant once, you repeat once after me this entire paragraph.
Om Tachayoravrinimahe.
Om Tachayoravrinimahe.
Gatun Yajnaya.
Gatun Yajnaya.
Gatun Yajnapataye.
Gatun Yajnapataye.
Daive Swastirastunaha.
Daive Swastirastunaha.
Swastirmanushebhyaha.
Swastirmanushebhyaha.
Urdhvanjigatubheshajam.
Urdhvanjigatubheshajam.
Shanno astudvipade.
Shanno astudvipade.
Shanchatushpade.
Shanchatushpade.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Tachayoravrinimahe Gatum Yajnaya. We pray to the one who grants goodness. The Yajna should be completed auspiciously. Gatum Yajnapataye. We pray to the one for whom the Yajna is performed. Daivi Swastirastunaha. Let the angels do good to us. Swastirmanushebhyaha. Let goodness prevail among all human beings. Urdhvanjigatu bheshajam. Let all the animals be in peace. Shanno astudvipade. Shanchatushpade. Let the trees, flora and fauna nurture well. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. May there be peace to the body, mind and the soul.
We shall end today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
Yadaksharapada prashtam matrahinam tu yadbhavet. Tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayani namostute. Visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha. Nyunani chati riktani kshamastvasayishwara. Aparada sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya. Dasoyam iti mahammatva kshamastvasayishwara. Anyadhasharanam nasti pavivasharanam mama. Tasmat karunya bhavena raksharakshasayishwara. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Sai Ishwara Arpanamastu.
This is Ganesh signing off with a prayer to Bhagwan.
Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.